Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the What We Said podcast. It's Tuesday, everyone. Buckle up. I'm trying to hype myself up because I'm tired as hell.
Chelsea said that she's been trying, you know, the no caffeine lifestyle for a few days, and she's like, I'm exhausted. Like, oh, perfect.
It's so weird because I don't even drink that much caffeine day to day. Like, I think it's almost more of a placebo effect. I literally still drink less than 200 milligrams a day of caffeine because when you're pregnant and stuff, and when you're breastfeeding, you're not really supposed to. I mean, you can, whatever, if you talk to your doctor. But
I mean, 200 milligrams is a ton of caffeine in my mind.
Well, I'm just saying I never even get close to that. It's like I drink like a matcha or maybe like a latte, which probably has like 130 maybe. But I don't drink coffee every day. I usually drink matcha or something or chai or whatever. So it's weird that it's like, but also I don't think it's just that. I think it's a lot of other things that's making me absolutely exhausted. Oh, that's a life update that everyone cares about. And I will make sure everyone that in my life knows that I started my period again. And I would just like to give a shout out
to... First time after having a baby.
Yes, I would just like to give a shout out to everybody who is postpartum and didn't think it was important to tell me what the first period was going to be like. No one prepped me. Like, we're going to need to find a balance between like giving, like prepping people for things and not, but not being like, just wait until this. I don't like the like, just wait. But I also would love to know that my first period postpartum, it's been eight months plus 9 months without a period, has been 5 days, heavy as can be.
Do you feel like it's feels so much worse because it's been so long, or you can confirm that it's like way worse than normal?
Okay. Way worse than normal. I've never bled like through a tampon before. Where I like bleed outside of a tampon. And I'm on day. I'm on day six now and I'm still bleeding a little bit. But it was like the first 5 days were like heavy, heavier than I've ever had. And it just was like, but I guess that's normal. That's like a thing. It's like your first period is just like a little bit more because your body's getting back in sync.
Dang.
But that's what I'm saying. No one told me. So I was just like, shocked. Oh, little back to my old little princess periods. And now it's like literally I am the freaking witching hour periods. I'm like, oh, gosh.
Dang.
So anyway,
it'll be over soon, hopefully. Yeah.
So that's, I feel like that's why I'm a little more tired than usual too. Yeah. Just like kind of knocks you off your feet. But anyways.
I was going to say, can you trick yourself? Because sometimes if I'm tired, I can trick myself that drinking a different beverage, literally a smoothie or an Olipop, it like gives me energy.
Oh, don't worry. I did like everything I possibly could this morning too. I was also, that was also something I was going to say is sometimes you do everything right. You do everything you need to do.
And it doesn't work.
And sometimes you're still kind of sad or like you're still kind of... And it's almost like, what the... I thought that was supposed to work.
True.
You know? Like I got up this morning super early. I did some like yoga and stretches. Like stretched out my neck, my back. did a little 15-minute workout thing. I cleaned up. I like did everything that I wanted to. It was perfect morning routine. Made a really healthy smoothie. And then I sat on the couch. I'm like, I'm exhausted.
I hate my life. You know what? That's so true. Sometimes I feel like the harder I try, it's not that the more disappointed I am, but it's like if it doesn't make my day perfect, I'm like, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I thought I was doing all this.
Yeah, exactly. Work.
True. Well, for today's episode, we wanted to talk about how to thrive in your 20s. And we don't want to ever be repetitive, you know, and like, I feel like we talk a lot about self-improvement and health and all that stuff, but we wanted to kind of make it a little unique, if you will. I don't know if I should set us up for that.
Really unique.
I'm
for
like, so walk. Morning walk. And matcha.
Hey, everybody, walk. I heard walks are great. Get outside and walk.
Yeah. They're like, okay. But I actually, as I was kind of prepping a little for the episode, I had the thought of just how all of what I was thinking about had to do really with confidence and self-love and self-acceptance at the end of the day. And so I asked on my Instagram for some like people's best advice for being confident and what's helped them the most. So I feel like those were really good. I was reading through those and I think those will be fun to share. But before we dive into all of that, we had to let you guys know that we had our first live show since before COVID. So we've only ever done one other live event, live show. And that was like the month before the whole world locked down in 2020.
Yeah.
And it was so, so fun. But it was kind of a smaller event. And I mean, it was awesome. Like when we did that, we couldn't wait to do more shows. And then obviously pandemic happened. And so this has been our first. We did a little speaking event a few months ago in Utah. But then this is our first live podcast.
Like what we said.
Yes.
Event.
What we said event. And it sold out really quickly. People were like, wait, what? Some people on my TikTok were like, when did you say there were tickets? But it did sell out fairly quickly. And we only announced it a few weeks ago, but it was the best night ever. It was so, so incredibly fun. We did a meet and greet. So we met some of you guys and it just confirmed that you guys are the coolest, best people ever. And it just felt like we were in a room full of our best friends.
Yeah, it was really something else. The energy was great. The Vapid Valley girls united.
Yes.
And to be in a room with like everyone just in on the joke.
Yes.
Just
there was nothing like
powerful.
It was at the Hollywood Improv, which was really cool to see our name literally in lights.
Yes.
It was like what we said in real life on the whatever it's called, the sign outside. And it was so, it was just like a surreal moment, especially because we haven't done that in literal years.
Yes. To see the faces to the listeners is just so crazy. Like to put a face to them. It's like, again, Abby was saying something the other day about how social media, like if you look to social media as your human connection, it's going to fall short. But if you look to social media as the road to human connection, which I was like, oh, that's actually a really good way to think about it because it is. It's like, Instagram and like social media, it leads you to more human connection if you allow it to, but you shouldn't depend on just the screen to be the human connection.
Right.
And I felt that at the live show where I was like, oh my gosh, all of this like podcasting has led up to these moments of like us meeting these people who we've been talking to.
Yes.
For forever.
And them meeting each other too.
Yes.
It was so cool. And I was saying afterwards, like it totally gave me this weird perspective shift almost where I was like, it made me even more so just want to ignore any type of negative, true negativity, because I'm like, these girls, these people who came, even all the husbands and the boyfriends and all the guys who came too, I'm like, they're just the coolest, nicest people. And that's who we're creating this stuff for. That's who we're speaking to. And it gives me this whole new perspective where I just feel so much even more excited to like talk to my besties every week.
Yes.
Because I'm like, 100%. You guys are just the best.
You guys are real.
Yeah. And you're real. It's so weird. I told Chelsea when we were on our way to the show, I'm like, wait, what if everyone forgot and then the
no
theater's
one came.
Empty? Like, because we didn't post a lot about it leading up to it. And Chelsea's like, you really think they're going to forget? I'm like, I don't know. I'm terrified. But it was a full house. It was just awesome. So thank you to everyone who came. Also, people are asking if we're going to release it as a podcast episode on, you know, our podcast here on the Apple app and Spotify and everything. We're not going to. We wanted to keep these exclusive for whoever came.
Exclusive, so, private, you know, a little secret between us and them.
Yeah, so it'll be cool to just keep doing, hopefully, more in different cities.
Yes, and we're definitely planning on doing more for everyone messaging us. Like, please come here. Like, if we could, we would come to every city.
Literally.
And see, and meet and see you guys.
And we will be.
Yeah, and we will be. Don't worry. So, yeah, thank you to everyone who came out, who made an effort, who literally drove more than literally 10 minutes, honestly.
Yeah, honestly, if you drove more than 5 minutes, yeah. I'm shocked. It was awesome.
I know. They parked for us in LA. They found parking in LA for us.
True love.
That is true love. That is my love language. You know, you go to the mall and sometimes you walk past this one store and you don't realize you're walking past a world of opportunity. And that world of opportunity is Macy's, okay? I need you guys to stop sleeping on Macy's and I need you to get your butt in gear and go to Macy's.com because they are having an ultimate shopping event soon. It's on the 25th to the 28th of August. So if it's those days, get going. And they have literally everything you need. They got beauty products. They've got home decor. They've got clothes. They've got shoes. They've got men's stuff. They have everything you could possibly want and need. And it's at Macy's. And I need you guys to give Macy's the respect that they deserve.
100%. Couldn't agree more. They have an assortment of everything. Actually, their beauty selection is really amazing. They have so many good beauty brands for makeup, skincare, like perfume, cologne, hair stuff, everything. They have got lots of stuff. And, you know, if you, I've been thinking because Leif's birthday is actually in a few days from when you're listening to this. And I've been like, what should I get him for his birthday? And I think I need to head to Macy's.com because I know they've got me covered. They have lots of stuff for men. If you're ever looking for gifts for people, for anyone in your family, your spouse, your friend, whatever, they've got you. From August 25th to August 28th, get 25% off regular sale and clearance items, plus 15% off beauty. That's 25% off pretty much everything from clothes, shoes, handbags to home decor and appliances. Check out Macy's.com. That is Macy's.com. This is the time if you need to stock up on some stuff, some beauty products, go check it out. One thing about me, I have a love-hate relationship with grocery shopping, and sometimes it is just the bane of my existence that I have to go to the grocery store. It's always on my to-do list, but I'm like dreading it, and you know, it's just one of those things. But you know what solves this issue is Thrive Market. You can find all your grocery items in one place at an affordable price and get everything you need and so much more. With Thrive Market, you can shop everything from healthy pantry essentials and sustainable meat and seafood to non-toxic cleaning and beauty products, all delivered right to your front door. And if you find a price lower elsewhere, Thrive Market will match it. They carefully vet each and every item so you can trust that if they sell it, it is probably the highest quality available. Finding everything you need is easy on Thrive Market because you can filter by 90 plus values and lifestyles to find what works for you.
Shop by what you eat and what matters most to you. With over 5,000 food, home, and beauty products, finding what you need is easy with Thrive Market. So if you're looking for, you know, plant-based, keto, gluten-free, zero waste, BIPOC-owned brands, Thrive Market has you covered. I personally find it hard sometimes to find good plant-based snacks or, you know, just random food items that I'm like, oh gosh, I have to like scour the grocery store aisles for this. But Thrive Market makes it very easy. I love, it's, I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's like R-A-O, comma S.
Rouse or Rayos.
Yes, they have the my favorite pasta sauce there. I love getting chips from them. They have Smart Sweets on there, which is like a low sugar snack. They have so many of my favorite things.
You know
in the
what
world.
Else they have? Chomps. You know, you've been saying I'm in my like beef stick
She's
era. I'm in my, she always thinks I'm eating a Slim Jim. It's Chomps, okay? It's original. It's grass-fed beef sticks, and they are so good. If you're trying to, you know, like up your protein, I love them. They Thrive Market has those as well. They have so many good snack options, pantry staples, like tons of stuff.
When you join Thrive Market, you're joining a community of 1 million plus members and sponsoring a family in need. And with their fast and free carbon neutral shipping, you are also bettering our planet. So join Thrive Market today and get $80 in free groceries. That's thrivemarket.com/what we said to get $80 in free groceries. That's thrivemarket.com/what we said. thrivemarket.com/what we said. Go check it out. Well, should we get into this advice? Did you have any other life updates?
No, not really. I was going to say that in a few days from when you guys are listening to this, it's Leif's birthday and he's going to be turning 30 years old, which is just so crazy to me. I was talking to my sister-in-law. She was just in town and I was saying, it's so weird because in my brain, 30, like 10, 20, 15 years ago, 30 was so old to me. Yeah. I was just like, that is insane. Like,
yes.
30 is just so old. And now I just look at 30 so differently. I feel like it's so young and it's the thriving era. Like,
yeah.
So many people in their 30s that I know are like, oh my gosh, 30s are the best.
Yes. Like, 30, flirty, thriving.
Yeah. So I'm really excited. We're planning something fun for his birthday and I'll update you guys with that when it happens and stuff. But It's going to be fun. It's going to be a party. And I just can't believe I'm married to a freaking 30-year-old.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Has a mustache. She's 30. It's a lot. It's a lot to handle.
He grew up. He's grown up so much.
No,
our Virgo king.
Literally in the past few weeks, I'm like, you're a man. Like,
yeah.
You're not the same person I married. You're like this rugged mustache. Like,
yeah.
He's been surfing, so he's just getting more, you know, muscly. I'm like, you are a man, sir. It's fun. But
love to see it.
So yeah, I'll update you guys with the birthday festivities because it's going to be really, really fun.
I'm excited. Yes. Also, Abby's birthday is the day before Leif's.
Yes.
So her birthday is today, I guess, when this podcast goes up. She's turning 25.
Wow. Happy birthday
century.
To Abby and Leif.
Yes.
Yeah, Leif will turn. Oh, so Leif's birthday is tomorrow then when they're listening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Our Virgo queen and king.
Mm-hmm. We'd love to see it.
Okay, well, let's get on into... I was about to say, I hate the phrase, like, let's get into the meat and potatoes today. Like, the meat. Why?
Let's get into the meat stick of today.
I'm in my meat stick era.
What do I get in the car? JC's chomping on a Slim Jim. I'm like, what is happening?
Hey.
No shame.
It's a chomps, not a Slim Jim. Please. It's grass-fed beef, everyone.
I was
so
like,
good.
I was like, what are you? I was like, oh, you're eating a Slim Jim? She was like, no. It's organic, grass-fed. Don't. I'm like, don't worry. I'm not shaming you for eating a Slim Jim. Do you, queen? Pop off.
But literally every time I'm with her, I take one out. She's like, another one. I'm like, I'm in my meat stick era. Leave
me
alone.
That it's called chomps.
Chomps. I'm in my chomps era. I love them. Why are they so good? They also have like turkey ones. They're so good. I wonder if they have any, why would they? Like veggie options. That'd be repulsive.
Yeah, that would be just like oily, like
blimp. Sick.
Fake meat. No thanks.
No thank you. Okay, well, we had you guys write in some stuff.
Let's talk about the terrible 20s.
Yeah. Yeah, let's talk about the nightmare that is being in your mid-20s. We've talked about this concept before, but a lot of people that I know in their mid-20s, late-20s, I'm sure even early-20s.
Yeah, I was going to say, honestly, the whole shebang's a little bit of a mess.
It's a bit much.
Yeah.
It feels like the 20s are kind of just the years of figuring things out. Who am I? What do I believe in? What's going on? Who am I going to be with? What are my goals? Like, I always felt like growing up, you were expected to kind of, in my brain, expected to have pretty much everything figured out by the time you're like 25.
Mm-hmm.
And the older I get, I'm just like, wow, yeah, no, it's going to be a minute. And I might be 50 by the time I got most of my stuff figured out.
And even then, yeah.
And
like
even then,
forever.
I might not.
Yeah.
So I feel like, yeah, it's just these formative years of figuring life out and collectively between my friends, my family, people that are around our age, I feel like are all going through like midlife crises where they're just like, I don't know what's going on. So
this is the best analogy I could come up with in this exact second as I was listening to you speak about your 20s. It's like, I mean, I hate to relate everything back to birth, but when you're in labor and you're about to give birth, there's like, so you dilate up to a 10, right? And when you get to 10, that's when the baby comes. But when you're at about an 8 is when you're in transition, it's called. And it's like the gnarly part. It's the part where the baby is quite literally transitioning down, ready to come out. So mm-hmm. It's like everything's been prepping. And now it's like, it could be anywhere. I don't know the amount of time. So don't take this as, you know, law or the truth. But I think it's like anywhere from like 20 minutes to like 2 hours or something where you're in transition. That's what they call it. And everyone is like, transition is crazy. Like It's where if you do it unmedicated, which is, again, the only way that I've done it, so this is the only experience I can speak to, the contractions are absolutely insane, where it's like you actually have to go into a trance to get through them because it's just so intense. It's like just very intense. And I think of your 20s kind of as like that growing pain, that transition where like right before you're like reborn and you it's like coming from a child to an adult. Mm-hmm. You're still kind of wondering, am I okay? I'm not a teenager. I kind of feel like a teenager still, but I'm also supposed to be literally working 9 to 5 and coming up with a 401k and everyone's telling me I should have everything figured out. But like, I literally don't know anything. I'm trying to now think about my childhood and how I grew up and trying to do better, but I also still feel like a child. So I don't know really how to navigate this. So I feel like it's like you're transitioning 20s, and that's why maybe you're thriving in your 30s. Cause you're like, okay, I went through the, you know,
transition. Yes. And I feel like there's no way for, this is something interesting that I was recently thinking about, is there's no way for any other generation to understand any other generation. So mm-hmm. it's always like, you know, our parents, I feel like a lot of things, not everyone, but a lot of things in our parents' generation are considered outdated now. Just like the ideas that they have of like, well, you need to go to college and then you need to get a 9 to 5. That's no longer really necessary. It's great and it can be in certain scenarios, but life has just changed a lot. We have different opportunities than our parents had, and definitely than our grandparents had, and then their grandparents, whatever. It all goes back. So I feel like it's also this weird thing where every generation, you're taking advice from people older than you. You're taking advice from your parents who grew up in a completely different world.
Exactly.
It's almost, it's not that they don't know what's best for you or that they don't have insight, because they do. They have wisdom and they have experience. But it's almost like you're alone in this world a little bit, because no one can really give you perfect advice because they didn't grow up in the same time period even as you. And if they did, they're your peer and they don't have any more information necessarily than you do. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's true. No, it's very true. Literally even people a couple years older than you.
Yeah.
They don't go through the same exact economy, world events, like, yeah, like you said, technology, like all that stuff. It's true.
It's a whole different world.
You're all alone. Like if you're younger than us, just honestly turn this off.
You're good luck.
But we won't know what it's like in 10 years for people to be 20.
Exactly.
It'll be crazy.
It'll be a new experience completely.
With that being said.
Here's our advice for getting through your 20s and being your best self.
Yeah, just getting through and things I kind of thought about, like things I wish I knew. But even if I was told, would I have listened? Probably not. You know, it's like you're always like, I wish I could go back and tell myself. It's like, I would not have listened.
No, not at all.
I feel like your 20s, this is my first thought. Like your 20s to me, or in my experience, has been about collecting tools for my tool belt in terms of how to navigate life in general. So I've been picking up tools of how to be healthy. I've been picking up tools about how to, you know, be financially healthy, how to be a good friend, how to be a good listener, how to be, you know, the best version of myself so that I can be a great mom, a great wife, you know, all of these things. I've just been picking up tools, stashing them in my tool belt. And I feel like sometimes you feel like your tool belt has to be perfect all the time. But if you just kind of think about it like that, like I'm just picking up another tool. I don't have to use it every single day. Like, you know, like we were saying kind of earlier, it's like, okay, I tried get up and I want to do this yoga stretch every day. Am I going to do that every single day for the rest of my life? No. Do I like to utilize that when I feel like I need it? Yes. Things like that.
Mm-hmm. I like that a lot. I feel like the whole theme of your 20s is like figuring out who you are. Not for everyone. I guess I should just speak for myself. Just getting to know myself and being like, who am I? What am I doing here? What's going on? And I have a book recommendation for you guys that I've mentioned before, but I really, as I was reflecting, like a lot of the lessons, and I feel like something that has helped me a lot this year specifically was reading this book. And it's called You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. I've heard multiple people who I look up to that this book has like changed their life. And that's why I wanted to read it, including Melissa Wood Health, Lauren Bostick, a few others. And really, I'm highly recommend it because it goes over subjects like relationships, prosperity, abundance, self-love, like daily work, daily habits you can do. And I will probably be referencing this book a lot, even just in this episode. But something that I love that she talks about is how self-love is not vanity or arrogance or being stuck up, because that's not love. That is only fear. And self-love is truly having a great respect for ourselves, like a gratitude for just the miracle that it is to be alive and have a body and have our mind. Like, that's what self-love is. And I feel like that's just something I've been learning lately, is truly leaning into accepting who I am and loving myself. And that, to me, has always been like, you know, if you see this girl who's like, I'm awesome, it's like, oh, you're cocky, you're arrogant. But it's almost like self-love is just this, you can shout it from the rooftops if you feel that way, but it's like, it doesn't have to be this thing that you're talking about 24/7. It can just be something that, I don't know, is like quiet and that you come to on your own. Does this make sense? Like,
yeah, I'm not saying wins. Yeah.
I'm not saying it can't be something you talk about, because especially if you feel like you've been in a place for so long where you haven't loved yourself and then you start to, maybe you're just like so excited and passionate about it, you want to talk about it. And I think that's great. But yeah, it's what I'm trying to say is like, never feel like you can't love yourself because it's like cocky or something.
Yeah.
Like, loving yourself is very necessary for living a confident, happy life.
Yeah. I think that's spot on. That's kind of the theme of what I was writing down too, is like, for me, my 20s have been trying to overcome and like break down my ego and decide what's my ego and what's not. And like, I didn't always know that it was, you know, my ego or whatever you want to call it. But it's like you were saying, it's like, what is self-love and what is self-obsession and what is self like sabotage and all of these things, where it's like, you know, maybe you do think that, you know, doing this certain thing is going to make you happier, and you do it and you're like, why am I still sad? Okay, obviously that's not quite the answer I was looking for. And I feel like that's been the theme for me. It's just trying to figure out, every time I learn a lesson, it's always that I have to bring awareness to, it's my ego. Like, if it's, I'm feeling overly sensitive, I'm feeling insecure, I'm feeling self-conscious, or I'm feeling resentful, any of those, it's like, it just comes back to my ego. It's trying to protect myself. And I feel like whenever I even just bring awareness to the fact that it is my ego, it kind of makes it dissipates. And it just makes it a little bit more clear, like, oh, not silly. Like, that was my ego talking. And I can confirm, you know, to give everybody a little bit of hope, that it does get easier and easier. I feel like the more you break that down, the more you understand, and you have like, the more lessons you learn, the easier it gets. And you'll still, I saw Rachel, our friend Rachel, made a TikTok, and she was saying, why did I think healing was just going to be like an upward thing? You know, what is the word? Upward.
Not upward projection. Battle.
Yeah, it's like upward projection, upward, whatever. Upward line.
Please. I can't think of it either. Like, everything I'm thinking is like upward spiral, but that's downward spiral.
Yeah, no, it's like
a trajectory.
Yes, upward trajectory. Just like straight up. And it's not. It's like, it goes up. You guys can't see my hand right now, but it goes up and then you take a little dip here and there, and then it keeps going up, and then you take another little dip. And it's not just, it's kind of like three steps forward, one step back. That's how I feel sometimes. And I get frustrated when I do take that one step back, but it gets easier and easier, if that makes sense. I keep moving forward. And so that's brought me hope. And I feel like it's just going to get better and better as I get older.
Yeah. Something that she says in the book too, that I love, is she says, remember, you've been criticizing yourself for years and it hasn't worked. So try approving of yourself and see what happens.
Yeah.
And that's been,
love that.
That was something that was like a light bulb moment for me, because I always talk about on this podcast, like, I have just always been a very overly self-critical person, where I just like have very high expectations for myself. And if I don't meet them, I feel dumb. I feel like I could have done better, all of that. And while I feel like you know, that mentality to a certain degree has like led me to where I am in life, I feel like it's also responsible for all of like the negative hard parts of my life is being overly critical of myself and just criticizing myself constantly. So it's interesting. It's like, obviously, if you've done the same thing for years and it's not giving you the results you want in a certain area,
mm-hmm.
you got to switch it up, which has been, again, something I've been learning this year where it's like, okay, I've been getting annoyed at myself every time I'm not productive, quote unquote. Let's try approving of like resting.
Yeah.
And see how that
works. Let's mix things up.
Let's switch it up. And it's crazy because it does like change things. And so I loved that because I feel like I'm sure a lot of people can relate to just criticizing yourself. Like,
yeah.
I feel like we all do it. And it's just so much. The other thing about approving of yourself is it's not approving of laziness or horrible habits. It's not that. It's just approving of who you are right now.
Yeah.
You don't have to be perfect.
Yeah. Accepting is just holding space for yourself mm-hmm. again. It's not like, good job. You're doing great. It's just holding space for it.
Yeah.
Which is, yeah, different than being like, it's okay. Everything's okay. Because that can also sometimes, I feel like I fall into that trap sometimes where I just want to make it feel okay. Even if it's like.
Yeah, you don't. It's not pushing things.
And it stops me from growth.
Yeah, because, it doesn't push things under the rug. That's a different yes. story. Is like,
yeah.
you have all these habits that are not making you healthy or not making you happy. And you're just like, I accept them. It's
yeah.
like, well, accepting yourself is wanting what's good for you. It's,
yeah.
it's wanting to be just. Who
accepting
you are,
yourself is not saying, okay, what I am right now is the best and it's never going to get better. And
right.
that's fine. You're okay. But it's accepting it is also not like you're not doing enough. It's just holding. Yeah. Just holding space. Mm-hmm. And it's like accepting it for what it is. And I think as you were saying that, like, let's try not criticizing, see where that gets us.
Mm-hmm.
It reminded me because I was just talking to my therapist actually about like body image issues. And I was saying, it's so interesting how as I've grown, I can like so clearly see my growth, and it's specifically in like that area of body image, you know, whereas years ago, I would kind of latch on to this, these thoughts of like self-hatred and just being very self-critical, and I would ruminate on them and it would like consume so much of my mind and my day and I couldn't get past it. And so when that thought came up, it was just like, are you kidding me? Like, here we go again. Because I knew it would just go further and further. And I feel like now it's so interesting. I'll tell my therapist, I'm like, it's actually so, I'm very proud of myself. I'm like, I have these moments where I'm like, oh my gosh, is this improvement? Like, I will have a thought like I have before where it's like, oh gosh, like, you know, classic. I don't like the way I look today. Like, you know, you could do better. You should be doing this. And instead of letting it ruin my entire day, it's kind of like you were saying where I'm just like, what if I just, it's just fine.
Yeah.
Like, it is what it is. I'm trying my best. I know I'm trying my best. So that's why I feel like I could be like, okay, it's fine. You know, like, I can't change the way that I look at in this exact moment. So why don't I just take it slow, do what I know I've been needing and wanting to do to make me feel better. You know, that doesn't mean like, oh, I guess that's fine. This is how it's always going to be. But it's the difference of like, in this exact moment, I can't change the way that I look. I can't literally lose weight right now. I have to, it's going to be a slow process. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'm not going to just be like upset until I hit my goal, you know?
Right.
I'm just going to, why not just be happy and see where that takes me? Why not just love my body and
on
take
the journey
care of it
and the process and
yeah. And see. And like you said, it's like, I've already done the hating thing. Didn't work.
Yeah.
So
it makes me more miserable.
Yeah, exactly. So I literally, as you were saying that, I thought, I'm like, I've literally had those thoughts about my body image where I'm like, let's try to just like love the way that we look.
Yeah.
See how that works for me.
Yeah. Groundbreaking.
Yeah.
Truly. No, I completely couldn't agree more. If you are also trying to be in your health and wellness era like us, you're going to love this sponsor so much, especially if you are someone who gets overwhelmed by, like, you know, there's a lot of different things you can implement into your routine to be quote unquote healthy. Lots of supplements, all that stuff. So Athletic Greens is for you. It's such an amazing option. It can help with better gut health, more energy, optimized immune system. If you don't like taking pills or vitamins and you want a supplement that tastes good, it doesn't taste like it's super healthy, which is amazing. It kind of has just like this mild tropical taste to it that is an amazing part of a morning routine. So with one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food sourced superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, nervous system, immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging. So it's basically just this greens powder. You put one scoop in a little glass of water, or I put it in a cold, like I put cold water into a water bottle and just shake it up. And you know what's also amazing? The branding is very just like cute and minimal. I like it a lot.
In the morning when you are going to get, you know, your beverage of the day to kind of help you get a pep in your step, Athletic Greens is great because it helps you. Not only does it help you sleep better, it helps your support your sleep quality and recovery, but it can also support mental clarity and alertness, which is just a great way to start your day. Athletic Greens One is a small micro habit with big benefits. It's one thing you can do every single day to take great care of yourself. And it costs you less than $3 a day, so you're investing in your health, and it's cheaper than your cold brew habit. The founder actually created Athletic Greens after experiencing how difficult it was to create an optimal nutrition routine on your own. So Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews. You guys, the proof is in the pudding. And in 2020, Athletic Greens donated over 1.2 million meals to kids in need. So right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/whatwesaid. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/whatwesaid to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. We were getting ready for our live show last week, and I busted out my BFB hair extensions, the classic set. I was like, maybe I don't need it. And I put it in, I'm like, the audacity I had to think that I didn't need this. They look so natural. They're so soft. They're so smooth. They like match my hair tone so
perfectly.
Especially if you have like brown hair. Sometimes it's actually hard to match brown because there's like light brown, dark brown. And something about BFB hair is that they will send you like a little tester kit. You can get a couple different shades to see, you know, which one matches yours before you even purchase, which is game changing. So BFB Hair, they just launched 7 new dimensional shades. Now more than ever, there is a perfect shade for you.
So they are available in all clip and hair extension products. So they have the classic for length, fill-ins for volume, which is amazing. I had these when I had short hair, and you just put them in for, you know, some extra voluminous energy, and the up for all your updos, which is an amazing little nifty invention.
Yeah, you can get your Ariana Grande ponytail going on. If you're like me, when I put my hair in a ponytail, it's like a rat tail. And then you can add in, you know, a little extra volume.
Yes. So all 28 shades are shoppable today. BFB Hair has such a wide range of product offerings, and now more than ever, a shade that is perfect for you. They have a dedicated team of experts ready to help you with shade and product selection. That is one thing about BFB Hair. They got a great team who's very, very helpful. So you guys can follow them on Instagram for tutorials, hair hacks, and inspiration. It's at BFB Hair. Our listeners get 15% off all hair products using code WHATWESAID15 at checkout. They rarely have discount codes or sales, so this is an exclusive discount just for you guys. You're going to want to take advantage of this. That is WHATWESAID15 for 15% off at checkout. Enjoy your new hair. I've been doing this little journal in the mornings called the 369 method.
Damn, she's fine.
Yes. Called, yeah, 369 method. That's actually exactly what I think about every time I see it.
369. Damn, she fine.
I got it off of Amazon. It's like a very simple journal, but basically the 369 thing, it's essentially like a manifesting type of journal.
Wait, can I see it?
Yeah.
Well, I won't look at yours.
Awesome.
Thanks.
Looks at my...
I'm like, can I see all of your manifestations?
Journal entries?
Like solo podcast.
I'm like, oh, what I said podcast. I'm manifesting it every day.
I want to see the like.
It basically has a section. So let me tell you about the concept of it, okay? Because some of you girlies might be into it. First of all, I hate to do a disclaimer, but I want to talk about this concept for a second. Manifestation is controversial. And I was literally not aware of that until...
Same. People like, you are not Christian.
Yeah. It's like very looked down upon if you're Christian or religious.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I think for me, it all kind of feels
I spoke to God. He said it was fine.
He said manifestation's awesome. No, to me, it's like it's a spiritual type of practice where to me, okay, well, the way I look at the law of attraction or manifestation or any of that is simply having a healthy mindset. That's what I think of when I think of it. I don't think of it as this magic wand where it's like, I'm channeling.
Like witchcraft. Like,
yeah, I do not think of it like that at all. I think of it as like, your life is truly, it revolves around your mindset. Your reality is quite literally how you perceive things. That's, and what's evident, what makes that very clear to me is that I will have certain things in my life where I'm like, wow, nothing else changed in this situation besides my mindset. And I am living a completely different life based off of that perception. Like, mm-hmm. I am now way happier, feel so fine about what I was used to, you know, what I used to ruminate over.
Yeah. It's like the narratives that you have in your mind that are like literally completely made up. They're not based whatsoever. And in they anything. Make your life a living hell. And if you have, you know, kind of an abundance mindset like this, like, and you're writing things down that you want to, you know, accomplish, that's just creating another narrative that serves you, actually.
Exactly. That's so basically the 369, the process or the concept behind it is that you pick one thing you want in your life and you write it down, like you write down what you desire three times, then three times in the morning, six times in the afternoon, and nine times in the evening. And it's the same repeated thing.
I want to get that. That looks so fun.
I love it. It's so fun. You can literally write down whatever you want. So an example that I was writing down recently was...
It's like a Christmas list to Santa. Yeah.
I will tell you guys a few, okay? Just because I love Ooh. You. Even though I kind of want to like keep them private, but
tell
I'll tell you guys.
Tell us your secrets.
So one of them is that like I'm so grateful for my toned and strong body. That's something I've been writing over and over. I kid you not. The other day, I like looked in the mirror and I was like, I swear to you, I see my body differently than I've ever seen.
Really?
It. Like,
you are looking snatched lately.
Thank you. But I literally...
Like, since you bought that book. No, but...
When it is witchcraft, yeah. I'm like... I was just telling life, I'm like, I cannot even describe to you. Like, I wrote down that specific thing for a week straight.
Oh, I love
like,
that.
Like, I love my tone strong body because in the past, like, I don't know, just every girl is so critical of their body. Like, I do not know one girl in my life on this planet that's like, my body is literally, I love it so much. It's perfect. I love everything about it. Yes. Like, everyone just is critical of certain things. And that's how I feel I've been. It's like, sure, I like certain things about it, but there are other things I'm just like, oh, I wish this was different and whatever. And so I'm like, I just want to have a good mindset with it and to just love it and work out because it feels good and not be super, I don't know, attached to any sort of outcome. Like, even earlier in this year, I was saying like, oh, I'm weightlifting and I'm trying to do this because I want my arms to be a little bit more toned here and I want to do this. And I'm just like, even since 3 months ago, I'm like, my mindset is completely different.
Yeah.
Than it was then. I just don't even care as much about that. It's not like I'm like, oh, that was toxic and I shouldn't have said that. I'm just like, it's weird because now that's not my priority.
Yeah, exactly.
And also, that is another thing I've learned in my 20s is like normalize changing your mind. You can change your mind at any point. If you've been weightlifting for 3 years and you're just like, honestly, I kind of want to just like go on walks and do Pilates now.
Yeah.
Great. Like try it out. No, I'm not saying just do that as if it's not as good, but I'm just saying like you want to try something else.
Yeah.
Try something else and just do it. So anyway, you write it down one time, three times, or sorry. Three times, one six time. Times, nine times. Cannot get like this in
one
my head.
Times, two times at 10 a.m., three times at 12.
It's so complicated. Everyone's like, oh, we will not be.
And at 10:10 every night, make sure you write down 10 times in 10 different places.
But it's like, so basically you write down those things and they're essentially like, you write down I am,
you write the
I
same
have,
thing.
You write the same thing. So like, okay. Look at this one. That's an example of it.
Oh, I thought that was your handwriting.
No.
I'm like,
that's a font.
Wow.
Like what? No, it's literally, like,
literally perfect. No. That's gonna be my first manifestation. I want girly handwriting. My handwriting is chicken scratch.
I have faith in you. But basically, it says like use phrases like I am, I have, or I will, and not I need or I want.
Mm.
And then essentially, after you do that, you take just a few seconds to like visualize your desire.
You like mix a little potion.
I'm like, you mix a potion and say abracadabra. Like, and then
sit with it.
Yeah, you sit with it and you see how it feels to you. So I will literally be like, I'm so grateful. Like, I love my toned, strong body. And then I will literally close my eyes and be like, feel that. And I'm like, I literally feel so strong right now. It's wild. Like,
yeah, I need to do that with my new car.
Yes. We need a new, we say bye-bye to the Subi.
Yeah, I need to picture myself in a new car. Yeah, for sure.
We need to Range Rover, honey.
Yeah.
Another one that I've been doing lately that truly makes me feel so happy is the affirmation or whatever I've just been writing. I make people feel amazing.
Aw, that's sweet.
That's been something that I've been trying to work on, is not being so self-obsessed and being like, I want, even with the live show, I was thinking, going into the live show, I was like, I don't, you know, normally I would be like worried about, oh, I hope I'm funny enough. I hope people think that it's whatever, that we are fun and it's everything they hoped it would be. And then I just changed my perspective like a little bit ago. And I was like, I just want them to feel amazing afterwards. I want them to have so much fun. It doesn't matter how they perceive me. I just want them to feel great and leave the show and be like laughing and smiling. And like, that was so fun.
Yes.
And so when you shift your perspective to that too, someone else wrote this about confidence, like instead of trying to be interesting so bad, just be interested in other people, which is not a, you know, foreign car. That's foreign concept. What was I going to say? That's not like
unknown thing.
Yeah. What is the word though? That's not a groundbreaking idea, but it's true. It's like when you really shift your focus outwards, it's just people like you more. That's actually the irony of it.
Yeah. My dad actually gave me that advice too. First of all, I was going to say, and I was going to say this in private, but I'll just say it on the podcast.
I'm scared.
It's good. Always scared. Heart drops. No, I was going to say this last show that we did, I noticed, I was like, I literally told Nick, I'm like, JC did so good. Like, I feel like, not that you didn't ever do good before, but I was like, I feel like I've seen your growth in like the different shows. And I was like, she was so good tonight. Like,
really?
I feel like you've grown so much and you did so good.
Oh my gosh, thank you. And I mean, I thought the same about you. I felt like we were just, it was a powerhouse moment.
My dad gave me that advice before the show. He was like asking me about it, and him and my mom were both like, okay, I know like you don't want to take advice from me, but they're like, just make sure you make it about the audience. Like, don't make it about you. Don't think about you. Think about the audience and like making them feel good. And I was like, I know. Like, you know.
Yeah.
But it is great advice. Literally, I still do that when my parents give me advice. I'm like, I know, Dad. Like, a teenager.
I'm still 18.
Almost 30. I'm like, Dad, I know.
Yeah, but I've been loving doing that little thing in the morning. And in the afternoon and at night. I actually sometimes forget in the afternoon because just the day slips away from me.
I was going to say, that would be a hard one for me to remember after.
Yeah. But I think it's fine. Just do it. I usually do both the afternoon and the night. Like, I write down a ton at night. Mm-hmm. So, whatever. Doing my best.
Seems to be working anyway. Yeah. So, I love that. I need to get that book. Because
it's like $10.
It's fun to find new ways. This is what I've been realizing. It's fun to find new ways to journal.
Yes.
Because sometimes I'll do free writing, which is fine, but I get bored of things. It's like with working out. It's like I need new ways every once in a while to just kind of mix things up. I like doing the gratitude journaling, and I like doing things like that where it's like more manifestation. I like doing actually writing down what happened during the day, you know, different things.
I also like the Mad Happy Journal a lot.
Yes, you I have love the Mad Happy Journal.
I like that one too. This also, the 369 method journal that I'm using, on the left-hand side, it has like, what actions are you doing today? Which it's like a to-do list, which I already have a separate to-do list. So I don't really ever put much on that. And then it says like, how will I show myself love today? And I usually just write down something. I'm going to write down some baloney. No, just like, whatever. You write down whatever you're going to do to, you know, help boost your mood that day.
Yeah.
Love that. I like it.
I also was kind of thinking about, in terms of growth in your 20s, this is kind of like a little bit more, I tried to think of little specific, you know, tips for your 20s. And one of the things I was thinking about is how, and I saw some of these in the questions people asked on our Instagram story in our question box, like your friends growing apart in your 20s. Because I do feel like that is a very, again, transitional stage of your life where you're either like going off to college or you guys are leaving college. And it's like you aren't moving at the same pace as your friends. And I think there's two Well, there's probably many ways to deal with this, but there's two that I could think of that are both your ego. And I feel like if you could get rid of your ego in these situations, it would help so much with like your 20s. And I feel like sometimes you have like you can have the mindset that you've outgrown people, and you can't. That's a very real thing. You can't outgrow people in different, like in a certain area. You know, it's like, oh, they still like to do this. I don't like to do that anymore. Like, and that's totally fine. But I feel like sometimes it can start to make you feel like superior than them. And you have to realize that you're anytime you're feeling superior to someone, it's your ego. That's never not your ego. If you're trying to like compare at all, like above, below, anytime. And I feel like you have to realize like, they could also be outgrowing you, first of all, in another area of your life. You don't know. So I feel like it can get kind of messy because it also, your emotions are attached in there where it's like your friends are, you know, you've outgrown your friends or they've outgrown you, or you guys are like, you know, going off into different life stages. And then you can also get your feelings hurt where it's like, oh, I feel left behind, or I feel like I'm leaving people behind. And I feel like if you truly can, kind of like what we were just saying, not make it about you and think about them and think about how they feel and try to understand them a little bit more and see them with literally like through the eyes of, I mean, there's so many different ways to say this, but like I'm just
God's
thinking,
eyes.
Yeah, like yeah. Through God's eyes and not through judgment or through any of that. It makes your friendships so much more authentic, and they don't have to be, and just relationships in general. And they don't, it doesn't have to be so
tumultuous.
Yes, thank you. I'm my vocab queen tonight.
Every 5 seconds I'm like,
trajectory. Yeah, anyways, I was just thinking about that because I think relationships in your 20s can get kind of messy sometimes. Mm-hmm. And it's just because all of you are trying to protect yourself, you're trying to figure yourself out, and you are thinking so much of yourself, and you're both doing that, so you're in the box, as Nick likes to say. And I think if you can take yourself out of the box, it makes things clearer, makes the answer to relationships clearer. And it makes, you know, just staying friends. And I'm not saying you have to stay friends with everyone. You have to like, you know, be texting and be best friends with everybody still. But it makes it not so much of a burden on your heart or anything like that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, I just think in general, whatever is meant for you will be. And if a friendship is clearly not working or like fading apart in a direction that's like, dang, this is sad, but it also feels like it's just necessary. That's life. It's like that's meant to happen then, in my opinion.
Exactly.
It's like you should never have to force things. I think that's another thing I've just been learning in my 20s again, is not forcing and holding on to things so tightly, but letting things flow as they will. It's like, if I'm not as close to someone anymore, hey, you know, but I'm still trying and doing my part, but we're just not the same as we used to be. That's fine. That's literally how life goes.
Exactly. That's what I was trying to say. I hope I communicated that. Like, it's not that you have to be BFFs and like keep everybody in your life. It's more so for like how you let go of them or how you keep them. It's like if you want that relationship to work, or if, like you said, it's like they are moving on to a different, literally if they're physically moving or they're moving on to a different stage and you guys are, you know, just fading apart,
growing apart.
And you don't feel like it's right anymore, then you also can just like let go of that, and it's not a bitter thing, or it's not you're mad. That's what I was trying to
say. I think what you're saying as well is just the superiority thing. It's like, it's not fun to feel like you have a superiority complex over anyone anyway. Yeah. It's not a fun feeling to be like, it makes you feel very isolated anyway, to be like, I've outgrown them and I'm above them. It's like, that's not fun either. So it's better to just have no judgment with it and be like, hey, like, we're growing in different directions.
Yeah.
But that's fine.
Exactly. Because it's not fun to feel superior. It's also not fun to feel inferior.
Mm-hmm.
And I think whenever you feel either of those, you are thinking about yourself a lot, and it blocks you off to like understanding that person as a complex being, as like somebody else who has complex thoughts and feelings and emotions and, you know, is their own person. And when you don't understand that about other people, it really diminishes your experience of life, because you just start to feel alone.
Yeah, like the world revolves around you is actually not a fun
actually not
feeling.
Yeah,
like, exactly. Trust me, I know. I've been trying that route for a while.
Yes.
a lot of people were asking kind of on that same strain of like, all my friends are in relationships, I'm not, or my friends are getting married, having kids, I'm not, I just feel left behind. Like, how do I deal with not being in the same stage or whatever? I think the number one thing to do in this scenario is focus on you. And I don't mean that in a selfish way, like kind of contradicting what we just said.
We're like, you're superior.
Yeah, I'm like, you're the best. Remember that. But focus on being your highest self, your dream version of yourself. That is what like you literally need to do in this scenario. If you feel like you're getting left behind and you're not feeling confident, you need to literally dream up your dream life, your dream routine, who you want to be, how you're going to show up every day. Think about the things that that girl, who, by the way, you already are, mm-hmm. is going to be doing every day and start doing them. Like, yes. That is my advice. The more you ruminate on other people moving on and doing other things, it's like you're just giving away time. You're giving away your power. You're giving away so much when you could be using that energy and that time to create a life that you're so excited about. And by the way, which will probably somehow just like attract the perfect person into your life as well. And you'll, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So I think that's my number one advice there. And a lot of people did ask like dating stuff. And I always feel a little bit like, dang, I can't. It's hard to give dating advice when you got married when you're 21. And like, we've been married for 6 years. So it's hard. But I did screenshot some honest dating advice from We're Not Really Strangers. And I thought it was really good. So I wanted to say some of them. So the first thing, which we've talked about before, is worry less about if they like you and more about if you even like them, which I think is common for girls. If they're feeling insecure, they'll just like any guy that gives them attention. It's like, oh, please, like, I hope they like me. And it's like, let's think about if we even like them in the first place. And we're going after someone we are, you know, really vibe with. First step. This one I really liked. Rejection is not as personal as it feels. Liking someone or being liked is more about compatibility than inherent worth.
Yes.
Literally, if a guy doesn't like you, that doesn't mean like you're worthless and you're not lovable. It literally means you're just not compatible. Mm-hmm. And why would you want to be with someone who's not compatible with you?
Yeah.
Or if they do not think you're compatible, bye. Like, why would you ever want someone who's not like living and dying for you?
Perfect match. Yeah.
Yes.
That just reminded me. I wrote this. Oh, it just sent a shiver down my spine on Blogspot, literally years ago. I wrote this blog, but it actually, I'll read something that I wrote years ago and I'm like, oh, when I was smarter than I am now. But I wrote this blog post about like finding the one. First of all, I wasn't even like married yet, or like literally, I think I wasn't even dating anyone. Like, anyways, I wrote this thing about like finding the one. How do you know the one? And it was basically about, this is kind of like, honestly, maybe it's toxic, like MySpace, Tumblr era, but it was saying how girls do sometimes get upset when they are dating a guy and they want it to work so bad, but that guy's still in like he's still kind of being a player or something like that. And I was kind of saying in this blog, like, you will be that girl for some guy. And if you're not the girl,
you'll be
that's going to change. Well, that's what I'm going to say. Sorry. If you're not the girl that's going to change him into a one lady man, then he's not for you.
Then goodbye. Yeah.
But there is a guy out there that you will do that for. And I know it's hard to believe, but like when it happens, it happens. It's like there will be a guy that's just like, okay, I'm done. Like, yeah, you're like, the one.
You're it for me.
Yeah. And if totally. He's not doing that, he's not for you.
100%. I couldn't agree more. That's facts.
Don't look it up. I don't know how to log in, so I can't delete it from the internet.
Yeah. Same with her old blog. Goodbye. This was another good one. Ask yourself, would you be friends with this person if you were not physically attracted to them? Be honest.
Ooh, that's good.
That's good, because that is going to tell you a lot. If you're like, maybe, absolutely not.
Yeah.
You need to be like, I would be best friends with this man. Like, if I was not physically attracted to him, I would be just want to hang out with him all day, every day.
Yeah.
That should be the answer for you. Get clear on what you want to give in a relationship, not just what you want to receive. What unique value do you bring to a partnership?
Yes, that is good.
That's very important. And I think that is, again, going to build your confidence. When you realize that you have things to offer, it's not just like, what can I get? What can I get from this partner? What can I give them? It kind of goes back to just the theme of what we've been talking about this whole time.
How am I going to be in a relationship?
Yeah. How am I going to make him feel or her feel, whoever it is? And what do I bring to the table? Stop being shocked by repeated behavior. If someone has continuously shown you they are not a good texter, do not expect them to be. And notice patterns and believe them.
Yes.
So that goes for everything. They keep doing the same thing over and over. That's their pattern. Mm-hmm. And you're most likely not going to change them. Maybe, but I wouldn't like marry them thinking it's going to change.
Yes.
By any
Without
means.
Any proof.
Yeah.
People can change. Men can't.
Just kidding. Facts.
Horrible.
Okay. Last few. You don't need to be perfect to be loved. Perfection is not relatable. We all have flaws and vulnerabilities, and being able to own them is one of the most attractive things we can do. The right person will embrace the things that you once felt you had to hide.
Aw.
And I love that too. Like, any person you're with should not, you shouldn't have to hide things from them. You shouldn't have to hide parts of yourself or turn off certain parts of yourself, you know? And lastly, your love life is one area of your life. Do not forget to nurture the rest. Significant other aside, when you visualize coming home to a life you love, what does that look like? Get specific.
Yes, that is very important as well.
And I thought that was just great advice, honestly, overall for life.
I love that. I do feel like reframing your mindset has been the theme of this episode so far. It can go into every area. It's like reframing how you think about dating, health, your self-worth, career, money. Like, just reframing your mindset will make a world, literally will make a world of difference.
It will change your world. Yes. It will change your whole life and yes. your whole perception of everything.
In the book, The Four Agreements, he says, you can make your life a living hell or you can make your life a living dream. And so
I love that.
To you.
A lot of people asked something to the effect of how to make decisions based off of what you really want versus like what others want for you or what society wants or what society thinks is, you know, a good idea. And again, I think this comes back to confidence. When you build your confidence, you start to not care as much at all about what other people want or what society wants or anything, because you're just like, I'm so confident in what I want and what I'm doing that I don't really care. So I thought we could end with some little confidence boosters or some things that people wrote in that have helped them build their confidence or, you know, just good little mindset tips.
I love that. I have a couple. I'll go last or I'll go first, whichever one.
You can go first right now.
No, I want to go last.
Okay. This I loved. Someone said, confidence is more about how you perceive yourself and not how others perceive you.
Mm.
I feel like some people want to look confident for other people, but confidence is like literally your own relationship with yourself.
Yes.
It really has nothing to do with anyone else, to be honest.
It can't be seen. It can only be felt.
Exactly. When I do something alone, I tell myself, I have just as much of a right to be here as everyone else. I think that's kind of what she's saying maybe is like imposter syndrome, mm-hmm. where whatever you're doing, like for instance, us doing a live show, it's like we could easily feel like, okay, what the heck? How are we up here on this sold out stage doing this?
When all the photos around us are literally like world renowned comedians.
Yeah, like Jerry Seinfeld, Oprah. And we're like, what are we doing here? Like, it's very easy to feel that way, but it is important to remind yourself. It's like, I'm a person too. Like, I deserve anything I want as well. Someone said, have a note in your phone of all your recent wins and refer to it when you're feeling down or defeated.
Oh, that's cute. I like that.
Which I actually have this and I've had for like ongoing for months. I just have a note on my phone that's pinned that says my strengths. And I refer to it when I'm feeling like I'm a piece of trash. I will like read things and I'm like, oh, that's kind of true. That is cool. Like that I do that or mm-hmm. that I am that way. I'm proud of myself for that. It makes you feel, just gives you a little pep in your step sometimes if you're feeling down. This one's from my mom. Shout out Jilly. She says, knowing yourself deeply and recognizing that everyone has significant worth, which I think is essentially what you were saying earlier. And I think that is very important. Someone said, at the end of the day, nothing even matters. We are just little ants compared to this universe. That is true. Not taking myself so seriously, which I also love. Sometimes mm-hmm. in these like self-improvement episodes that we do, I want to just, at the end of it, be like, and not even don't listen to anything we said, but it's like, also life is not that serious yeah. at the end of the day. It's important to like be, you know, happy and confident. That's really all that matters, is that you are feeling happy and confident and that you're living a life you love.
Yes.
Everything else kind of just doesn't really matter that much. And it doesn't need to be taken so seriously.
Yeah. I said this at the live show, so I'll give you a little insight into what we talked about, but this is only little snippet, okay? Well, I was saying how on the Bad broadcast, like I guess a week ago, 2 ago, she had our friend Ashy on, and Ashy was talking about how when you're parenting, you want, like, the goal is not to be like, okay, I'm prepping this little baby for adulthood. This person's gonna be an adult and then they'll finally be like
a person.
Yes. let their childhood be their childhood. Their childhood is not prepping for their teenage years. Their teenage years are not prepping for college. It's like, let their childhood be their childhood. Let their teenage years be their teenage years. And same goes for in your 20s. Let your 20s be your 20s.
Yeah.
Don't be so like, I'm waiting for my 30s, my 40s, my 50s. Like, yes, you can have that to look forward to in the back of your mind, but don't be so stressed about like, I have to get everything figured out. Otherwise, your life will just pass you by and you'll just be prepping for something that never happens. And I think that that mindset is really...
It's really important. There's so many awesome things about being in your 20s. Like we've said, we're like, oh, it's a bit of a mess, but there are so many memories. I have loved this time of my life.
Yes.
Like even though as hard as it's been, as transformative, it's been the hardest moments, I think, of my lifetime that I can remember. But it's been so fun too.
Yes.
And we don't need to be constantly looking for the next thing or trying to figure anything out. Like,
mm-hmm.
let's just live for today, have fun, you know, make fun plans with friends, family, with yourself, take yourself on dates, figure things out, read books,
mm-hmm.
listen to podcasts.
Yeah, 100%.
Live your life, girl.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, this is my last little thing about the confidence thing is I hate to like harp on the ego, but I really just feel like it's
the enemy.
Yeah, it's just constantly there. And it's like something, it's just like all encompassing, literally everything that hurts you.
Mm-hmm.
The ego will tell you that the more you have, the more you are. And the ego will want, it always wants to want too. So it's never satisfied. Like I said, it's like, you're always prepping, you're always wanting the next thing, you're always wanting more, but that's the ego. And as soon as you even identify your ego, it dissipates. Like you said, it goes away. And I think that in your 20s, it can be very consuming to be on social media and be seeing other people in their 20s having more than you or mm-hmm. doing more than you. So you think that they are more than you, but that's not true. That is, we are all the same
worth
and souls. Like we're mm-hmm. all just souls on here trying to play dress up is really what it is. And it has no actual worth. And so when you find yourself, I've had to catch myself being like, okay, if I feel like I just need that, like that's my ego talking. That's not actually my, you know,
soul
intuition. Yeah. My soul talking to me. That's my ego telling me you're not enough because you don't have this. You're not doing this.
So the ego is the one that wants a Range Rover.
Yeah. Okay. Unfortunately. My Subaru is my intuition, unfortunately.
The G-Wagon is the ego.
Okay, I also really do want, like, we should do a whole segment on car reviews. And we should bring Leif and Nick in here because people have been telling me, like, Range Rovers aren't that great, like, on the inside.
No, I think they're kind of just like told you.
Oh, that. You did tell me that.
Well, we have friends who have a Range Rover and they're like, honestly, I don't love it. And,
yeah.
and then someone else that I know posted on their story and they had a Range Rover for a little bit. They're like, honestly, I got rid of it because it's not the vibe. Like,
yeah, Nick was like, it's kind of just like bells and whistles.
Yeah.
Not much. I'm like, really? It's so cute on the outside.
I know.
You know which car, other car I've been looking at is the Range Rover or Land Rover Defender.
I love those.
And those are cute, but I haven't seen like the new ones. I also love the new Broncos, but I'm like, I also need like a mom car, like a spacious. The reason I love my Subaru Outback is it's so spacious.
Mm.
It's like,
I keep showing Leif this one car that I like that he says is like, it's a Land Rover, but it's not the Defender. It's something else. And
like
it's like
RV
older.
Four.
It's like,
oh.
like every time I see it, I'm like that. And Leif's like, that's like a 2017. Like, it's not a new car. And I'm like,
I know what car.
I'm like, why do I like it? Every time I see it, I'm just like, I like that
car. Is it always outside the bank?
The bank. Chelsea, there's so many banks.
I don't.
We don't have to say the bank, but there also are so many banks in this world.
I know, but the bank that's...
I think I know which one you're talking... I think I know what bank you're talking about, but I don't know the car.
Is it black and parked in like the same
spot?
The
one I'm thinking of is white.
Oh, never mind. So I was going to say, there's this black Land Rover. I don't know what kind it is. And I literally walk up to the car to try and like see. And I'm like, what? And it's parked by the bank all the time.
Oh, really? Well, this one's parked next, like in my neighborhood. And it's like always there. And I'm always like, that, like, and then I'll see it driving. I'm like, that's the one that Leif's like, that's the same car you see. I'm like, why do I like it so much? I'm clearly attracted to it, but I don't know. But it's not a new car. Mm-hmm. It's like an older model. But I'm like, I don't know. Something about it is calling my name. Okay, well, I think we're running out of time. Yeah. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
No, that was really it.
Okay.
Watch out of the ego. Ooh, it's coming to get you.
Beware. Spooky, spooky. We need to invite the ego to our spooky episode.
Literally. Oh, she's there. She's always lurking.
Always watching. Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you guys go follow our Instagram. It's @whatwesaidpodcast. You guys can be a part of our story episodes or submit stuff. That's kind of
the place. Get tickets to our next live show.
Yes, that's the place to be. We have highlights where if you ever want advice, you can click on our advice highlight and insert whatever, you know, type whatever you want advice on. And we'll talk about it in our last episode of every month. We do advice columns. Anyway, if you're new here, by the way, hello. Welcome to the VVG fam. VVG stands for Vapid Valley Girl. And if you're listening to this podcast, you are one. So congrats. We love you guys. And
that's what we said.
Goodbye.